Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Richmond Raceway's Bill Lupinos. Then we'll speak with Highland winner Carter Watson. And we'll have a conversation with Atomic Speedway winner, the Jedi, Jerry Bowersock. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Williams Grove, Pennsylvania, because that's where Casey Kane won. Kane and Gravel put together, going the Morgan Cup back for the guys at the World of Outlaws. Davey Franek wins at Bedford. Jennerstown goes to Carly Audi. Elston and Becerra both back in victory lane at Lee County in Iowa. Knoxville, Iowa, and Davenport go to Austin McCarroll. Curtis Glover victorious 34. English Creek to Brody Tucker. The High Limit Series at Kokomo, Indiana. Aaron Reitzel gets that one. Nussbaum and Headley win Montpelier. Bonek and Sasser the same at Brownstown. Lincoln Park to Shane Cottle. Mike Landis wins Lawrenceburg. Anderson to Josh Poor. Jesse Tooney wins at Speedrome, while at Sportsdrome, it's Zach Nolan. Sheetsy a victory at US 24. Fairbury in Illinois. B. Shep in victory lane. Weiser the winner at Peoria. Aiden Perdue victorious at Macon. West Virginia at Elkins to Kyle Hardy. Corey Crabtree victorious at Ohio Valley. Florence to Trent Green. Ohio, Bowler, Todd Brennan there. Roman Gephardt wins Jackson County 35 to Dustin Henderson. Kyle Bond victorious at Midway. Farmington Empire in Missouri to Matthew Edler. Zach Hill wins Mudlick Valley in Kentucky. Hidden Hollow to Oscar McCown. The Spring Nats running a couple. Ponderosa to Marler. Lake Cumberland to Zach Mitchell. Hicks wins Willard. And Fouts wins 191. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Bill Lupinos, the owner of Richmond Raceway in Kentucky and the series, the Ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series, which, by the way, is coming on May 23rd to Richmond Raceway for the 12th annual Butch Shea Memorial. Bill, you got to be pumped. You got your series coming. You got your track ready. Man, this one's always big. What are you guys going to do this year to blow our minds with the racing?
You know, it's always an honor for us when we can honor a Kentucky racing legend such as Butch Shea. You know, he was great in the late models. He was great in the modifieds. So, you know, when we are going to run the Ultimate Heart of America for 5,000 to win that night, we got the opportunity to also add the Cumberland Plateau modifieds for a 2,000 to win show. Matt has a race at Ponderosa the night before and had a cancellation Saturday. Asked me just a couple days ago if I'd be willing to bring it on. And knowing that Butch Shea was also a modified standout, it just made perfect sense to bring them in as well. So, you know, having a big show for supers and mods on a night that you honor a guy that was big in both is kind of special.
Indeed. And special it is when you get an opportunity to go to Richmond Raceway in Kentucky and see our friend Bill Lupinos, the owner of the track and the Ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series that'll be running there at Richmond Raceway, May 23rd, the 12th annual Butch Shea Memorial. Who are some of the stars that, you know, the series has been developing that are going to be showing up here on the 23rd?
Well, you know, our current point leader is a young gentleman out of Tennessee, Dillard Hatchett, who ran with us at Duck River back in March and then here at Richmond in April. And he signed on. He's currently our point leader. You know, hopefully he'll be making it up here. We do expect him. And then second in points right now is actually our 2024 series champion, Kyle Forgy. He's from over in Western Kentucky. And, you know, he ran with us in 2024. He won the title last year. He kind of stayed home and did a bunch of stuff around that area. He came back out and signed back on with us. You know, he's currently sitting second in points. When we raced here in April, Michael Chilton in his new ride for Tim Logan and Danny Hatcher in the number 11 kind of dominated that night. And we do expect Michael back. And then, you know, Cameron Marler usually comes to all of our races. He always puts on a show, as he did that night as well. And, you know, we had Justin Ratliff finish podium like he always seems to when he's here back in April. We expect to have him back as well. So we expected, you know, pretty solid field of cars.
It looks like you're going to have to build a bigger podium. They only have three spots, but wow, a lot of fantastic drivers going for it. May 23rd at Richmond Raceway in Kentucky, the 12th annual Butch Shea Memorial, the ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series, as well as the Cumberland Plateau Modifieds will be in the house, along with, I think there's a couple of other divisions. What else are you running that night?
Yeah, we have our pro late models, our WDI excavating contract and pro late models that, you know, we try to run them weekly if we can. In the past, when we ran supers, we didn't run them. And I kind of figured that was unfair to them to make them run a super. So this year, we are running them every time we run. So, you know, we'll have a pretty decent field of pro late models as we usually do. And then our What's Up World podcast, Crown Vicks, is just, it's a class that's just growing every single time you open the gates. I mean, we had 15 of them on opening night. They put on a fantastic show, and it's crazy because, you know, a lot of people leave after the supers and all that. I highly recommend staying and watching the Crown Vicks, because every single time they get on the track, it's entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do expect a good field of them guys coming in again, you know, on the 23rd, because the class just keeps growing and growing and growing. And you know, they're diehard racers and they're having fun.
They're having fun. Wide-eyed crazies into Crown Vicks, the ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series, Cumberland Plateau Mods, Pro Mods, Pro Late Models, all a part of the 12th Annual Butch Shea Memorial, May 23rd at Richmond Raceway in Kentucky. And we're speaking with Bill Lupinos, the track owner, as well as the Ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series owner, on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So if folks have been to Richmond Raceway in Kentucky, how can they get there? What can they expect about the facility? What do you feed them when they're there? What's the food everybody's got to have?
Well, you know, what they can expect when they get here is, you know, she's a 60-year-old facility, but we kind of like really try to give her a facelift every single year. You know, there's fresh paint everywhere. There's been a bunch of renovations. You know, we just quietly keep our heads down and make the place look pretty. We've had people come that said, "Wow, this place looks great for being how old it is." And, you know, that makes you feel good. But, you know, we will have our full concession stand. You know, we order our meats from Robinson's Meat and Seafood down in, not premium meats, not seafood, down in London, Kentucky. You know, we have burgers and hot dogs and pulled pork, you know, nachos, popcorn, all the normal stuff that you find at concession. We do serve snappy tomato pizza. And starting this year, we started bringing in, right here in Richmond, Smitty's Barbecue. We've been bringing in their pulled chicken and stuff like that, barbecue, their barbecue sauce, and serving that. We just started opening night. Went really, really, really well. They came on as a track partner and kind of worked us a deal to bring their food in. So, I mean, that's something really good if people want to try that as well. Full line of Pepsi products. And, you know, we try to take care of people.
Oh, you do. Bill Lupinos, Richmond Raceway, Kentucky track owner, getting ready for the 12th annual Butch Shea Memorial, May 23rd, featuring the ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series. That one's going to be amazing. How can folks find you on the internet to find out more information?
Richmond Raceway KY on Facebook and Twitter, and www.richmond-raceway.net for our website. We try to keep everything out there. You know, all the posters that I put out on Facebook, made by 2-8 Designs here in Richmond, have all of the information on them, you know, prices, times, etc., everything that you would hopefully need to know to get here.
Bill, we gotta leave it at that. We'll look it up and appreciate your time. Bill Lupinos, Richmond Raceway in Kentucky. Go see him May 23rd for the Butch Shea Memorial. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California, and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City, and then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night, and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it, and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride, and we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline is the Highland Speedway Warrior Class winner, Carter Watson. Hey, Carter, welcome to the show. What is a Warrior Class car? It looked kind of like something a little bit bigger than a mini stock in the picture I saw of you in Victory Lane. What is it that you compete in?
I compete in a 2005 Honda Accord that's been fully stripped and got a roll cage put in it to be race ready. And we just take it out there for a beginner class. It's an easy way to get into racing and get you seat time to, like, just kind of get used to it all so you can move up to, like, bigger classes.
Wow. Carter Watson taking two races in a row at Highland Speedway now. So the beginner part's got to be fading. She is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline after another dominant performance at that STL track, as they say, up in Highland, Illinois, just north of St. Louis. Carter, when you won the first one, was it a relief, and now you got to, you know, back it up the next week? I knew you won one last year, but this year, when you won this first one and now backing it up, was there more pressure, or is it just like, yeah, I can do this?
It's just kind of like, I just got it all down now, so it's just kind of like, yeah, I can do this. Like, every time I get out there, I know I can at least get top three. Because I just kind of got it down. I found the way of my car and how to get it around the turns fast enough and everything. So it's just kind of easy now.
Wow. Well, it doesn't look easy in any of those classes at Highland. The track is certainly one that challenges even the best on the Mars Tour and on the Summer Nationals Tour. And Carter Watson has won there twice in a row. She won last year there. She is the Highland Speedway Warrior Division winner from last weekend, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, which are engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. What was the thing that really kind of the light went off so that you found your way around the track? Was it running down low and then working up high? Was it going slower in the corner because you didn't want to go faster? What has made this, you know, magic for you that you're able to, you know, feel so comfortable now running around Highland Speedway?
I found more of the braking patterns and where my car sits. And I found the line of how I should run the track, which is more of a circle instead of an oval. And that's what's kind of like helped me get to how many wins I've had. And it's just helped me like get a better feel for the car.
Carter Watson, yeah. She is the winner of the Warrior Class a couple of weeks in a row at Highland Speedway. And especially if you're listening on WBGZ in Alton, Illinois, with our friend Doug Jenkins, you need to get out to Highland and say hello and watch Carter Watson. You're always hitting the gas and going fast. What's that like to make that thing rev and get around Highland Speedway at max speed?
It's awesome. To be honest, I wish the car went a little faster because I do hit the rev limiter a whole lot, but it's so fun just to be out there and going around circles and actually racing and having fun. Because it's not just about like going around in a circle and just making laps to win. It's so much more fun just to be out there with all your buddies, like just racing around.
Well, you're not just a driver. I understand you work on these things too. What's it like when you finish something and you make it go fast? Is it a bit of pride that you're winning in a car that you actually do the mechanical work on in some cases?
Yeah, I do feel really good whenever I know I fix something enough that it benefited my car. It makes me happy to know that what I'm doing is like actually working.
Well, working it is. At Carter Watson, Highland Speedway winner on the profabrication.com hotline. So from this beginner class, where would you like to go if we could dream maybe 4 or 5 years, maybe a little more even? Where would you like this to take you in the racing world?
I would love to drive like a super late model or something like that, and maybe be able to race with like Tyler Carpenter. He's like, I love what he does. He's one of my favorite drivers, but I'd love to be able to race with him and Bobby Pierce and all of them, and be able to race in the dome too. Uh-huh. I would love to get there.
I think that day will come. Carter Watson, by all admissions, this is a lady that knows how to stomp that pedal down past where the firewall is, and she's showing it in the Warrior class at Highland Speedway, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. But I understand that your first driver connection was a Formula One driver that you painted a mural at your school. What can you tell us about the art side of yourself?
I don't know. I've just always kind of been like artsy. I've always loved to go like just like make art, and I got into racing, and that like just like it helped me be more creative, and like that's how I like next year for my Crown Vic, because I'm getting a new Crown Vic next year, I want it to be more my art on it instead of just stickers.
That would be so cool, hand lettering and such. Carter, where can we find you on the internet to, look at, your career as it unfolds? Have you got a place where we can go on social media?
My Facebook, which is just my name, which is Carter Watson Ferner. You can go on there, and all of my stuff is tagged there on my...
Carter Watson, taking the victory at Highland Speedway. Such a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for being here. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Green flag, the Coca-Cola 600's underway.
This is a Crown Jewel race.
It's a 600-mile salute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
It's do what we love because of the sacrifices that were made by our military heroes.
If you win this one, you'll carry it with you forever.
It's NASCAR's toughest test of man and machine.
It's the Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more At The Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's time for a PRN Pit Stop. Today we're getting to know co-anchor Nick Yeoman.
Let's drag him up.
Who was the first person you called when you found out you'd be in the booth this year?
It was my dad, who, I mean, he's the reason I'm a racing fan. There's pictures of me in a crib just like hours old, and I've got like a Bill Elliott, like Coors Light number 9 hat on. It's like much larger than my head, and I have a large head. So he was definitely the one that I reached out to first.
What's the best advice you have for someone trying to call races?
Well, it's going to sound silly, but it really is as simple as call what you see.
Fans want to know, what's the craziest call you've made in your career?
Turn number 2 for the Indianapolis 500, when Scott Dixon soared through the air, I called it live, and seeing Scott Dixon's car fly through the air in flame, fire, debris everywhere, that was probably the biggest one that stands out to me.
This has been a PRN Pit Stop featuring Nick Yeoman.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner from Atomic Speedway's Mother's Day shootout for the Valvoline American Late Model Iron Man series, the Jedi, Jerry Bowersock. Hey, Jerry, welcome back to the show. It looked like you had your work cut out for you with just the guys that were all around you towards the end of the race and that kid, Caden Black, who's been on the show recently, leading early. How are you able to, you know, go back and forth? I heard you like were fourth, fifth, and worked your way back and then back and forth. That sounded like a lot of work for you there, pal. What was it like?
That was good. Car felt good right from the beginning of the night. And just, you know, we ran about third to fourth, you know, good part of the early race. And then slipped by Freddie for second. And then started drilling Caden in a little bit. And you know, he'd got up into the wall a little bit, and I think he had an issue with the right front of his car, and unfortunately, he went pit side there and worked on his car, so we kind of inherited the lead and just kind of held off RJ there towards the end to get the win. So, you know, first night out in a brand-new car, couldn't ask. You couldn't ask for anything better.
No, first night, anytime in a new car or even in a car that you've had, it's always great to win. And this one sounded like a real special one. The Valvoline American Late Model Iron Man Series winner from Atomic Speedway, Jerry Bowersock on the profabrication.com hotline. Checking in, you know, those drivers that you and I have both mentioned, and it goes all the way through back to guys like Zach Milby and Todd Brennan, Adam Stricker, Colton Burdett, all are just up on the wheel all the time. And when you're with a group like that, is it something that you just got to really focus on patience and pick and choose the time? What is that like, solving the mystery, the Rubik's Cube of going through those guys at the right time and coming out on top? What's that like for your strategy?
I race with those guys all a lot, and they're all really good at Atomic. So, you know, just really having the car to do what you want it to do. And, you know, I just tried not to, you know, that place is kind of hard on tires, so you got to kind of, you know, limit your wheel spin as much as possible, and just kind of, you know, took my time and tried not to overdrive it early, and you know, towards the end, I could just tell I was, you know, getting a little better towards the end of the race, and I think I managed my tire wear pretty good, and was able to fend them guys off.
Bend him off, he did. Jerry Bowersock, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, the Valvoline American Late Model Iron Man Series winner at storied Atomic Speedway. He is on the profabrication.com hotline, by the way, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So you mentioned new car, and I read that it was for Jedi, a Rocket brand. You know, Mark and Steve and all those guys at Rocket Chassis. You know what? You know, a baseball player changes bats. A golfer changes their gloves from one company their clubs from one company to the next, and so on and so forth through other sports. What's it like when you change the framework of the car to a new one, even within the Rocket family that you've been a part of for so long? But what's that change like from a driver's perspective? What did you find more to your liking even with this new version?
Well, I just, right from the first lap of the night, it just drove really good, steered good, had a lot of forward traction. And, you know, Mark and Steve, they've, this new car, the XR2, just, they really are back on track, and they were super helpful getting me, situated this winter and getting me a car built before the season got started. And unfortunately, we didn't get to race until Saturday just with our weather situation. Races I had picked out, you know, some of them I had two or three got rained out, so I just kind of waited till this Atomic race popped up. And but no, Mark, he helped me out big time with getting my getting some new shocks for the car, and he you know, he set them all up for me and sent them to me. And as unfortunately during the winter, we had had somebody break in my trailer and steal a set of shocks from me. So Mark and Fox Shocks, they kind of stepped up and you know, help get me another set of shocks, you know, to replace the ones we lost. And
wow, you know,
couldn't be happier.
Great people up there at Rocket Chassis, Mark, Steve, the whole bunch of them up there taking care of our guests. Jerry Bowersock, the Valvoline American Late Model Ironman Series winner from Atomic Speedway on the profabrication.com hotline. And, you know, buying a chassis is something that's foreign to a lot of listeners. I mean, we know where to go get, you know, ice cold beer, get a cheeseburger, things like that. But, you know, do you have to call like 6 months ahead? What do you do? There's no drive-through window at Rocket.
I think I called Steve and ordered the car probably around the weekend of the Dome. So it was early December. And then, of course, you know, they got to take care of all their people that were heading to Florida, you know, in the winter to get ready to race. So, you know, once he kind of got caught up on all that, then, you know, he got me worked in. And he knew when I was probably going to race. So, you know, they had me a car in plenty enough time, and I couldn't be happier. You know, I wore him out on price quotes during the winter and, you know, trying to figure out how we were going to manage the money and get what we needed. So,
well, we'll leave it at that, Jerry. I'm just laughing because I'm sure a hard-nosed negotiator and a fantastic winner in Victory Lane at the Valvoline American Late Model Ironman Series. Jerry Bowersock, the winner at Atomic, thank you for taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. But I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number 2. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend looks gorgeous at most places across the country. Few hit or miss showers, but get out and support grassroots racing. Go see them in the grandstands and cheer them on to victory. And follow all the rest of them on PRN at the track on our social media. X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net.
I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.